Jose Antonio Vargas loses his driver's license. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Jose Antonio Vargas has written hundreds of stories as a reporter for the Washington Post and shared in a Pulitzer Prize for his coverage of the Virginia Tech shootings. But last month, he published a piece that his lawyer warned him would cause trouble.
Well, lawyers told me not to publish the story at all. One of them, I think, said it was like legal suicide.
Because in the story, he admits that he is in the U.S. illegally, sent here at the age of 12 by his mother. Among the documents he obtained illegally, a Washington State driver's license, which doesn't require a Social Security number. This week, state officials yanked that license. And that could just be the beginning. Vargas could be deported to his native Philippines. But listen now to what he told NPR. The way he rationalized falsely checking the citizen box on his I-9 form.
And you know, this is going to sound deluded, but I actually thought to myself, okay, so why don't I check that box? And then why don't I just try to live up to what that word means?
And that's exactly what he did. Immersed himself in American culture and language, spent hours watching Frasier, Home Improvement, reruns of The Golden Girls to lose his accent. Do you see the opportunity here? Jose Vargas is part of a class of immigrants who are willing to become as American as we want them to be, as long as we don't make them wait in line 10 years. They would jump through any hoops we set up, learn unaccented English, immerse themselves in Disney films, say the pledge, including the under God part, stuff even Americans who were born here won't do. Why would we not take this deal? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.